Hello and welcome to Funny Mummies, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian and writer, and I'm blessed with two lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, but also those that are aunties or friends, because let's be honest, we all need the help of our non-tired mates. Join us as we find the funny side of parenting, life, and being bloody great women.
Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, hello. It's so lovely to be back on Zoom. It really is. Other recording devices are available. I'm Hattie Ashdown. This is the Funny Mummy. And I'm also joined by, of course, Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
Welcome to January 2023. We're going to shoot right into it because what I've really kept me going over Christmas, and we can have a little debrief on Christmas if we want. I don't know about you. I feel a bit like, now I'm over it. Let's get on with the
year. Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah, we've spoken. I'm not
was getting a few little DMs, not those type, what from our lovely listeners. So This is where we play praise to the Funny Mummies podcast. So I
still, have... still working on those jingles.
I'm still working on the jingles. What was the one I did last one?
Let's get topical.
We're still doing Let's Get Topical, by the way.
Fine.
Because this is topical, we're doing it month by month, which goes against most podcast rules, because most podcast rules are like, make it timeless so they can listen anytime. Nah, rubbish to that. It's because I'm cut me open and I'll bleed radio. And
well, not only that, but also we're for living in the moment.
I don't want to live in the past.
Do you know what? If you're listening from the future, turn it off. Right? Live in the now. Whatever now is to you.
This message is from the Reynolds family, which...
not the Reynolds girls. I'd rather Jack than Fleetwood Mac. My God. Are they listening from the past?
I'd rather, Jack. I just said, I absolutely love the podcast. Keep up the amazing work. I really thought someone had paid them. I'd been going through a tough time recently and listening to the podcast has really helped me. Thank you. I had such an embarrassing moment this weekend and thought it would make you laugh. It was our work Christmas party on Friday evening and everyone had a great time with the drinks flowing. The restaurant had set up a photo booth for everyone to use. This morning, all of the photos were automatically emailed to everyone in the office, including this one of me flashing my knickers. And she's actually enclosed it, which is... if that was my bum in knickers being passed around the office, I'd be proud. And she said she was mortified doesn't cover it, but I'm seeing the funny side now.
At least the knickers do.
Yeah. Well, so it's normally this time of year, it would be the whole new year, new you, new me. And we say biscuits to that. because what I wanted to touch on a little bit was the whole diet culture industry that starts now. And even me, who's pretty intelligent and, wise, they just flash up and you go and you do have that moment of I will get that I don't know, even if it's just a apparatus, something that's gonna and weightlifting thing, although weightlifting is good and it is something I want to look into, but I'm just like, no, don't. The trouble is now is it's even worse than the old days when you'd pick up just your paper and there might be an advert for Weight Watchers or whatever. Now we have the whole algorithm thing.
You click
on something. But okay, so let's do a quick quiz for you. What percentage, this is what research suggests, Gemma, what percentage roughly of people who shed a significant portion of their body fat will not maintain that degree of weight loss for 12 months?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be... For 12 months. It's high. I think it's quite well documented. What, like 75% or so?
Oh, you're so close. 80%.
80%. 4 in 5. So only 1 in 5 people will maintain that BMI or whatever.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Everything you're seeing now is quick. With the diet industry is about quick fixes. And we all want to do it because you just think, oh, boring. You just want to get it off now. And I'm the same. But we've got to stop buying into it because then they'll stop doing it. And the only thing that me and my husband are trying to do is gut health. So, yeah, and this is just the long-term thing, because that is about, it helps with your anxiety and depression and all that. It's not new. It's nothing new. It's the obvious. Eat more fruit and veg. But we all still need a little bit of guidance. So the guidance is, think of it like a rainbow. So just try to have as many colourful things on your plate as opposed to all beige, as we've been eating over Christmas.
My rainbow is basically seven shades of beige. That's basically what it is.
I was looking at you thinking, oh, shit.
From like chocolate, that's like the darkest beige.
Yeah.
To maybe like a slightly underdone bird's eye potato waffle. That's the kind of.
That's a bit yellow.
ice cream. That's like white.
Ketchup. Bit red in there.
Yeah. I mean, the gut thing is. It is interesting, and you know, you sent me some thing on it the other day, which I will get around to listening to. But a friend of mine was struggling with his mental health, tried loads of stuff, antidepressants, counselling, all this stuff, and there just seemed to be this underlying funk that he just couldn't shift. He was just like, there's something not right. And I don't know if it's my brain wiring, but then the antidepressants should help with that. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. He stumbled across, this was years ago, he stumbled across this idea of love your gut.
Actually,
love your colon. So actually even a bit more graphic than just general gut. Oh. So he started to eat in order to, you know, just to not do damage to his colon or to make it as easy as possible. That guy's depression went within 4 weeks. It was gone. And he then has spent his life, he set up a retail business, and he now sells foods that are about loving your colon. So not that I've done any of this stuff myself, but I saw it happen to him.
We straight away went. So we listened to this. It's the Diary of a CEO is the podcast, and it's with a particular scientist. And this is, so he talks about this, I've forgotten his name. He talks about this rainbow diet. And the thing is, we have done it, and you know, we've been, bless him, like my husband's got really into it actually. He's like buying the cabbage, you know, we've been having colourful dinners. And his thing is that he's not denying yourself the things that you do like, as long as you are having all these other good things. But really what he's saying is, like, you cannot have the odd treat. The reality is I am still struggling. I just did it just then. My thing is after I've had something savoury. So I've had a toasty, and boy, do I really want like a little chocolate or a little sweet.
Yeah.
I love a little sweet after savoury.
But I hate that we're talking about this.
Do you?
I hate how often I talk about food, and not in a have you been to this restaurant kind of that kind of way, but moment on the hips, lifetime on the whatever it is, moment on the lips, whatever. You know, oh, I just won't have pudding. Oh, I'll just have a starter. Pastry. And I just think, it's just so boring. And I try not subscribe to it and just go, when I've had enough, when I feel like, when I don't feel comfortable in my skin physically, then I'll do something about it. And I kind of dropped the ball over Christmas, but I'm in that place again when I don't like my body. I don't like the wobbly bits. You know, I want a flatter stomach.
I hate that it's like this.
I would just love to be one of these wonderful women, and I'm saying it's women because it's women that I speak to about this, not men, who are just like, this is me, I'm 18 stone, you know, this is me, and I buy my clothes from special places, and you know, I'm body positive. Like Lizzo, I love her. I absolutely love her.
And it is just a frame of mind, because obviously I think you look gorgeous. It is just a frame of mind. This is where you meant to say you think I look gorgeous too, but it's all right.
You are gorgeous. I don't just feel like I don't need to say it because you are.
But it is that thing of like, yeah, I will see people that are bigger than me and they absolutely don't give a shit or tend to, and they're just, yeah, very positive and happy on the outside. And they are the people that you don't even think about it, do you? And you just think, oh, how great. Right, I'm going to ask you another question. Dieting and the whole dieting thing is been going on. It's been going back since Victorian time, really. Did you know that? So in the 1920s, what was the most famous diet? Any clues?
Now you're making gestures at me. What was it? Is it smoking?
The cigarette diet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is the oldest diet known to man. Then I completely agree with it. And this is the other thing, Hattie. When I was smoking, when I was young, before I had a blooded child and I could do what I liked, I would, you know, in my 20s, I feel a little bit wobbly. I just wouldn't eat. I'd just smoke fags for 5 days. And then, you know, then by Friday, I could fit into that pair of jeans or whatever. You know, smoking was brilliant. Smoking is brilliant for suppressing your appetite. It is.
We do not.
You used to be a smoker.
Huh?
You used to be a smoker.
I've always been just an on and off social smoker. I wouldn't, yeah, not for sort of suppressing appetite. It didn't do that for me, unfortunately. But we got to remember in the 1920s, there wasn't as much, well, they didn't have McDonald's. Do you know what I mean? They didn't have so much crappy food. So it wasn't just about eating a drink. Smoking cigarettes, was it? I feel like life was all a lot more smaller.
Well, it's all that Charleston as well. All that Charleston and all that. They're all just flapping it off, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, God. I thought this came later, but the 1950s biggest diet was...
Cabbage soup. Was it?
I remember hearing things about that. Yeah.
I remember my mum doing a cabbage soup. She was handed this typed piece of paper in the 90s, you know, that had been photocopied 55 million times, you know.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she did it, and the smell was absolutely disgusting, but it was this thing of like, on day three, you're allowed a small jack of potato. Remember that? God, she was leading up to this jack of potato. And then on day six, you're allowed a bit of steak it was just... But I think it was, it said on the top of this bullshit piece of paper where it said that this diet was designed for people who needed to lose a lot of weight really quickly before heart surgery or something like that.
Right.
You know, send this on to 10 people and you'll lose a stone.
All these things are for quick fix. And that's what I keep going back to and quoting another podcast. But, you know, he's like, all these diets, yeah, they are fine. Then if you need to lose weight quickly, but you're not going to, you just can't maintain it.
What I would say about my experience of maintenance, I did, when I gave up smoking in 2017 and quite quickly put a load of weight on, I got to a point where I was like, right, I need to do something about it. Went on essentially a calorie counting diet, and slowly lost a stone and a bit, and I maintained it for quite a long time. But the reason that I maintained it was because I'd got into this mindset of, I don't really eat sugar, I don't really eat pastry, and so it was just that that's what I didn't, you know, I'd got into a mindset, a habit. It was habit. And this is the thing that was, I believe in habits, in making and breaking habits. And so, but then the minute I remember it was lockdown, I was like, I just wanted to do something. And so I just started having ice cream every day and then chocolate and blah, 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 blah. The habit broke.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, all these Slimming World, Weight Watchers thing, because I hate to say it, ladies, but you know, it is designed for you to fail so they can keep making money. You know, it's because I always said, oh, I wish they could invent some kind of Weight Watchers Slimming World where they've got like a counselor or a nutritionist you go there and you have like a counselling session as well. But if they did all that, that people would just get fixed and not ever come, need to keep coming back.
When I've, the two times that I've consciously made an effort to lose weight, and I say two times, I'm now on my third time, because I do not maintain them because I break the habit, blah, 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 blah. Right. Is that the amount of meal planning that I had to do, it wasn't like, you know, it was just like, right, Monday I'm having this, Tuesday I'm having this, Wednesday, and actually have it. I'd batch cook, so it was all in the freezer. So it was super easy for me to go bang, 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 rather than, oh, I'm out and about, let's go into Tesco's and get myself a sandwich. I think
some amount of that is good.
No, it is good, yeah. But if you're a working mum, if you've got time to batch cook, yeah, and plan meals and all that, and so it's that habit. Sunday night I'd sit down and I'd do my meal plan. And that is maintenance. It takes maintenance.
You're listening to the Funny Mummies podcast, the mum meetup you don't have to get dressed for. Right, so let's go on to a new section, and then you can get out your minds of what's been going on this morning, I thought. Which, so it's a bit of positivity. So what I'm going to do is something that you're just finding really hard with parenting or anything in your life, and instead of saying... And so it's been sort of saying, I hate this. You're going to really try hard, dig deep and say, I love. So for me at the moment, I'm going to try and say, I love going to the park with my children.
I love going to the park with my child as well. And on top of that, I also love taking him to football matches. On Sunday mornings where his team, I really love that they lose every single match that they play. I think it's really good character building, and I really love the mood that it puts out in for the rest of the day as well.
Oh,
having lost like 9-0 and stuff to some team in Isha.
Oh, love that. No. This is another reason why I've just never signed them up for football. But he enjoys it though.
He does enjoy it. Yeah, he does enjoy it. I don't know. I flip flop between, you know.
That's where you're going wrong. Don't wear flip flops for the football.
I can't. Nothing I say is going to be better than what you just said.
Sorry.
That's all right. Move on. What else?
Love the word flip flop.
I love the word flip flop. When I was in Tanzania, and they all wear flip flops out there, and the guy thought it was hilarious that they were called flip flops, and I explained that it was onomatopoeic, so that they were called flip flops because they go flip flop, and he just thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard in his entire life. The idea that a shoe would be named after the noise that it makes.
I don't think I knew that.
There we go.
Do-do-do-do. Get all the facts here.
All the facts sound funny.
Because
mummies.
In America, they're called thongs or something, aren't they?
They are thongs. Oh, no, Aussies. The Aussies call them thongs. It's Aussies.
Yeah, well, okay. So, but how can we make this more of a positive experience? Because, I mean, I am also trying to be all about find the joy, you know, finding the chink of light in that situation when you're standing there cold. Okay. And
there's no... So there's no hot dads. There's no.
Okay. Well, any nice mums to talk to?
Yeah, there are some nice mums to talk to. Yeah, yeah. But the one I was talking to today was massively hungover and absolutely stank of booze, and it was just like God.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
but not. But it's yeah, it's. Yeah. I flip flop between. This is for him. This is what he wants to do. It's, you know, it's important that he gets to enjoy. It's not just school and that he gets to enjoy, yeah, enjoy himself. Can't I force him to do something different? Like, can he not learn how to play chess?
That's a bit warm.
I mean, that's more, that's a bit indoors or that he can do online. We don't have to leave the house.
It's a musical instrument or something.
Yeah.
I think I feel bad now saying that. I love taking my children to the park because I haven't done it for a very long time, really. And I think it is just particularly my local park. I love it so much because it's really open. So anywhere you go, my kids, they're, you know, they're free. You know, they want to run off. and you've got the two
in different directions. Do you love that they run off in different directions? Yeah, yeah.
And it's all lovely and open. So they're not
dog shit.
Huh?
Dog shit.
Well, that's one good thing. No dogs are allowed in that bit. But it's very, very open. So you're just, and especially today, I really loved it today because what I really love to do, Gemma, is take, oh, this was going to be my next topic, actually. We'll get on to a bit of Christmas presents. Got the bikes for Christmas.
Mm.
Now, one got a bike for Christmas. The other one was actually last Christmas, I think, and he's hard to use it. We're like, right, we'll take him out. But I really love walking bikes around the park, you know. Don't ride
walking
them.
No. Don't you go off and run, and I'll push your fucking bikes all the way around the park.
The bikes have had a lovely time today. They had a lovely walk around the park. And I have to say, the little one, actually, he wasn't too bad. He did give a bit of a go on the bike. But the other one, which is going to be part of my next section, not so much. He just hates it. He did this big kind of, I never wanted to be, what did he say? A bicycle person. I never wanted to be a bicycle person. And I didn't correct him because I was just enjoying him keep saying, I don't want to be a bicycle person.
You know what? I'm not a fan of a bicycle person.
Are
so
you?
No.
You don't like the bike?
I don't like bike people.
Oh.
I don't like the Lycra. I don't like the always falling off into the traffic. I don't like the showers at work that they have to have.
Oh, okay. But do you like riding a bike yourself?
No.
I couldn't see you on one.
I am no cyclist.
When was the last time you were?
The only cycling I do is recycling as well, you know.
Woohoo!
Last time I rode a bike, probably the 80s.
Okay. That's what we're going to do next. I'm going to get us to hire some bikes.
When was the last time you rode a bike?
Like properly, not just like, oh, on a friend's bike or something. It makes it sound like I'm down the park.
Everyone turns out just one bike between six kids.
Yeah. I used to be that guy who had a bike. At uni, I had a bike all the time.
Did you?
And then when I moved to London, and then I think the last one got stolen after having, and I was like, right, that's it. And then we've got an old, yeah, so... So let me work it out. Probably was about 4 or 5 years ago, properly.
Okay.
And he's still at the bottom of the garden, poor rusty little thing. And I've been saying I'm going to get... And then with kids, it was like, I'm not going to be one of those people with the bike on the front and the back. No way. It seems too dangerous. So I've been saying I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to get one now. The kids are older and, I love it.
I didn't, there's just, when I think about women older than 15 being on a bike, I think of the horrible woman from Wizard of Oz, who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West or whatever. I think of, that's who I think, that horrible woman, that's who I think of.
I guess it never really portrays like a sexy image, does it?
No, it's not. And also, it's just there's a lot of gear that goes on, a bloody helmet and gloves and bike pumps and oil and grease.
You see these bikes with a basket and you think, oh, yeah, that's me in the summer, basket, bread. The reality is you go out, you get mud up your back and then you've got all this.
And people knock you over and it's horrible.
Every time. That's the only thing. It's the weather thing. Yeah. And of course,
helmet hair.
The helmet is, it does look so awful, but you got to wear it, kids. You got to wear it. Safety. I'm trying to think.
I'm not really a fan of anything that requires safety first.
Okay.
I just think if it's got to be, I just want safety to be there. I don't want to have to put any effort in or change the person that I am in order to be safe.
That literally means you're going to like do nothing though, because it's got to be
walking down the street. You don't go all safety first.
Well, you've got to look when you're crossing the road, otherwise
Well, yeah, but that's not. But when you're just walking, it's like, okay, you know.
So not swimming.
Or what's unsafe about swimming? I don't do any of that. You know, like bloody Viv does all that wild swimming in canals and all that stuff that they do with the cold water.
Ugh.
And there you go, safety first. Blech.
Yeah, people are buying, talking of New Year, New Me, the cold bin things. So you could just put it in
oh,
your
the cold bins. And yes, I've seen a few of these, yeah.
Lovely
like plunge pool.
Yeah, lovely Sarah Kaywood. And she's gone dry forever. But anyway, but not in the mornings. She's getting wet in that plunge
pool.
She's
drinking in the mornings. What?
Yeah.
Just drinking in the mornings.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so she, yeah, so I've seen her. I think you've got to try and do 3 minutes or something.
It's breathing. I saw her the other day. She was going, oh, her brother was saying about breathing or something. You've got to get the breathing right.
Yeah. Do you not fancy it then?
Oh, come on. Explain to me what a cold bath is supposed to be like. What's it supposed to do
it's
for
really
you?
It's really good for your mental health though, isn't it? It's good for depression and stuff, but apparently...
I mean, I'd like to see the science behind that. I'd like to hear the science.
I haven't got
the
science for that. Oh, if only I'd got the science for that.
Would you do that?
I'm more likely to do like a plunge pool in my garden. The thought of this getting up at 5 and then, oh, going down to your local lake, and I couldn't be bothered with, do you know what I mean? You know, this is the whole thing with fitting in exercise to your life. Everybody says... The other day, I was like trying to. I was writing out a list. Literally, I cannot find half an hour, and the only thing that comes up is always like, "Well, just get up an hour early." At the moment, I'm going to bed late because I'm trying to catch up on stuff at night. As are you, because you're having to do a lot of extra work with your. Are we allowed to say?
Yeah,
tax returns. I don't know why that's dirty.
What is it? Tax returns.
It's January 2023, people. This is the tax return. Yeah, I've got to do mine, but you've got like 6 million to do. But yeah, so I'm like, well, I don't want to go to bed at 11 o'clock and then I've got to get up at 5 or whatever to do this magic hour, people, you know, call it to do.
I've never, ever been a morning person, ever.
No.
Have you?
No, I just don't think some people are.
I'm a night owl.
I have.
And no one says, do you know what you need to do? You need to stay up an hour later. And you need to stay in bed an hour later. Exactly. Why don't they say that? You need to stay up an hour extra and stay in bed an hour extra.
I would blimmin' love a scientist to tell us, because
you know what?
Wow.
All it takes is just some bullshit PowerPoint presentation you can put on Instagram and go, oh, it's the new Beagley technique. Stay up an extra hour.
I think we should start it. We said we wasn't gonna do any new fad.
New year, new tired me. I'm staying up an extra hour.
I can't see. All they say about sleep. So one of the first things people will say, Joe Wicks, okay, I know he's just like a bit of a gimmick or whatever, but actually he did say 3 very sensible things. And he said his advice for anyone just, you know, wanting to make a healthy change was 1, get more sleep. 2, cook. You know, like cook more, cook from fresh, blah, blah, blah. And 3 was move, just move more, right? But all the sleep stuff, they mainly always say just back going to bed at a regular time, the same time, isn't it? But what, yeah, you're right. What it back in the old days when I didn't have kids, a lot of the time I would go to bed at, say, 12:30 and I'd get up at 9:30 and I was fine. Oh, I was tickety-boo.
Yeah. I mean, that's 9 hours, to be fair. I mean, that's 9 hours. So, yeah, of course you are. But when I used to, I mean, I was, you know, I was younger then. When I first started doing stand-up, I mean, I'd get in at, 12:30, and then I couldn't go straight to bed. So, you know, I'd stay up just trying to unwind till about 1:30, and then I'd get up for work about 8.
Let's be positive, right? Let's end on a bit of a positive note. Well, I think we've been very positive. So let's talk about, because it's very easy, especially as parents, to moan and think we're not doing enough, or just as women, not doing enough. So let's just end with something that we think has been a small win, and it can be as small as anything, and a little loss, a little foul.
So I'm going to go with the win first.
Okay.
And I made a decision this year at Christmas to just not buy stuff just to fill a stocking. Like, it's just like, no, I'm not doing it. And so rather than getting just little bits of crap, I bought a couple of big things that I knew that Al would get use out of, you know, that he would actually want.
And how did that go? Did he say anything? Did he notice anything?
Didn't get any. And also what I did as well, I'll be honest with you, is I bought something that I kind of wanted as well for the house. So in a way, it's kind of, you know,
win-win.
That win-win. And because they were
microwave, you told him, convinced him.
Basically, yeah, like, and I said, you know what? I reckon he'd love an ironing board. And it filled up the whole stocking. So it worked.
Broke but
2 weeks off work and so that I'm really pleased that I did that, and that for me going forward is it's just like, yep, yeah, I'm no more just all that little stuff that can really add up.
Because you just got that pressure to sort of like, oh, yeah.
fill a pillowcase or whatever. Exactly, it's rubbish.
What? I mean, yeah. On that note, because they had a lot less this year, partly through money, partly through consciously trying to be like, you know, but also different presents we normally have from other people for them at our house just didn't work out. So when I was putting all the presents on the tree, I was a bit like, oh my god, Alex, it's, and because he's from a middle class background where they just get a book for Christmas, you know, he was like, it's fine, it's loads. But I come from a working class background and we would have to have the whole room full.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if mum had to max out the Woolage account, not the Woolage account, Woolies account, or get everything from a jumble sale. It was just the way it was. I don't know where that came from. And I was talking about it on Instagram, and I think it's just that, it's that working class mentality of like, you know, look at us, you know, we're doing all right because I've been able to give all this to my child. Whereas a sort of more upper class, middle class background people, the privilege is inset. So it's like, we don't have to bother. And I guess it also probably comes from a thing of like, if they wanted something big, particularly like a bike, probably they might just be out and they'll see one and go, oh yeah, let's get that bike for Jeremy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry if you're middle class. I'm not slamming you. It's just interested in differences. So we did do a bit of that, but it was hard for me, is what I was going to say. I was a bit like, but I will carry on, because to be honest, all they cared about, Hearts cared about, was one particular present he was getting. So he didn't really care about any of the others anyway. I don't think Buster really liked any of his presents apart from his fish, which I really haven't got time to go into. But maybe I could change that to be my parenting. Anyway, what was your lose?
What was my lose? I didn't have a great deal of fun, actually, over Christmas. And then January isn't particularly fun, but just because of my tax returns. So I feel like perhaps I did waste the between Christmas and New Year, but didn't really have much fun.
Right, do anything
just a little bit, you know,
silly
fun,
or
nothing. Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, exactly. It was all a bit, yeah. So there you go. What about you?
We live and learn, don't we? I've sort of already covered it, really, which was I was really hot. I felt like I was really horrible to my son today when he didn't want to, this is my foul, when he didn't want to ride his bike. Instead of like being really patient, he's just being such a selfish twat at the moment that I just was like doing that. You have got this. You've got a mummy and daddy who loves you. You've got a brother.
Yeah, exactly. Start doing their gratitude list for them.
And then he just went off and he cried and he's proper crying. And as I said, he's saying, I'm not a bike person. And then, yeah. But I was going to say my win was I tried. You know, we took the bikes out. I think what happens with so many people, the irony is when we bought his bike secondhand, it was like such good condition. I said, oh my God, you know, it's such good condition. And the woman said, ah, yeah, well, it's at the back. So, you know, we just never can be bothered to get it out. And I can see that. You sort of go, oh, should we take the bikes out today? Oh, but they're at the back and we've got to, you know, and you just don't bother. And, you know, she at the time was like, oh, I can give him the money for him to get more video games. I remember thinking, oh God, what have we become? But that's probably what he'd rather be doing. So I thought, well, my win was I did try and we'll keep trying. And I apologised. I did apologise. That's all you can do. Like you would with an adult person, isn't it? Yes, I bought You've Got to Go, I've Got to Go. I did buy my son. He wanted a pet for Christmas. It started off at dog, went right down to fish. My sister got him a goldfish. You know the story. He died. But what I found out yesterday that I did wrong, and actually he was not too bad about it. He died in transit. I did not, literally in transit, like died in the car.
In our transit, yeah.
Yeah, he died. I didn't do the, you're meant to like, what's the word? You know, get them used to the
shake, shake it.
Yeah, shake them and shout at them before you put them in the tank. Always do that.
Hi, fish, swim.
I didn't climatise him to the water. That was it. You got to hold the bag in the tank for like 15 minutes, talk to him, go, it's going to be okay. You're in a new tank. Everyone loves you. I didn't do any of that. I just plopped him straight in. And he went. We went out. We came back an hour later. We've got a new fish by this point to keep him company. When we came in, they went, hi, Acorn. That's what, how are you? We're back. We've got a friend for you. No, no. They were like, oh, I think he's sleeping. It was all that. And then they were like, and then the other one was like, no, I think he's dead. What I found out I did wrong, I said to my sister, that I got my son to put him down the toilet. She was like, so you did your funeral service round the toilet? She was like, you don't tell them that that's where they go. You just put them down the toilet. Sure, that's what mum did with me. I think my mum was a bit feral like that, you know. And, it helps them. But he now just keeps thinking he's going to come back up the toilet. So.
I love that.
Yeah. And now we've got more. We bought more. So we've got three now. And I've got one.
Well, could you not double up? Could you not stick it in the garden and use that as the cold water tank? Could you not stick the fish outdoors? And you get in with the fish and get your toes down at the same time. Get your feet.
Oh, I love the idea of that. Have a little. I was thinking of that. I thought, what is the difference between just filling up my bath with cold water? But I guess it's the waste, isn't it? That water's probably just like you keep it there, don't you? And then.
Oh. Well, you seem to be the expert on it, Hattie. I feel sick.
I'm saying I do it because I know I like doing something that's good for me, but I am the sort of person that when I have a bath, I half burn myself a little bit.
Yeah, I
love such a hot bath. But so I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm up for, we'll get Viv on soon and she can talk us into why it's a good idea. Okay, thank you for listening, people. We're going to leave now and go back to our lives, and I hope you've had a lovely listen. If you haven't done already, a lot of people listen to this regularly, but forget to click subscribe. It's just in the corner. It's normally top right corner, but wherever corner it is, click subscribe, because it does really, really help. I know every podcast says it, but then more people find us and more people can tell us about them flashing their knickers to the whole office. And that's what we all need.
And you know, I'd rather Jack than Fleetwood Mac.
On that note, thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
And, thank you, listener. Goodbye. You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast. Thank you to our guests today. The show was presented by Hattie Ashdown, Gemma Beagley, and edited by Scott Kingsnorth. If you haven't already, please do subscribe. It'll be just the little button at the top, and leave a rate if you like, and leave a nice comment. It really is the only way more people can find us. And the more people that can find us, we bring joy to more people, and more people can have a good old listen to a non-judgy chat. And the more people that listen, the bigger guests we can get. And don't forget, you can find us and join in the community on Instagram, Funny Mummies Podcast, and Facebook, Funny Mummies Podcast, and we're even on Twitter. Thank you.